Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. I'm Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman. We're heading to Del Mar for this week's late pick four. It includes two grade ones, and Jim will start with the one for three-year-old fillies, the grade one Del Mar Oaks, their ninth race, a mile and an eighth on the turf course. Couple of Euro Invaders in here. Where did you land?
Well, I landed on a couple of Euro Invaders and three horses coming out of the San Clemente. The three horses that finished 1, 2, 3, very difficult to separate them. They all ran well that day. Laura's Light actually won the race, but Giddy and War and Showtime were right there at the end, and maybe Giddy had the worst of it out of the nine hole, and got up early and was ninth down the stretch and got within three quarters of length. So if I had picked from those three, I think that horse has more upside than Laura's Light or Warren Showtime. But I'm going to use all three in the pick four, and probably Giddy is going to be my win choice. Mostly going to use the two Invaders. You got to use Neige Blanche, if that's close for the French connection there, simply because Pratt takes them out. Horse hasn't faced the best competition overseas, but did get a 101 time form rating last time out in the French race. And then Miss Extra, the other French horse, comes over after trying the Longines in Chantilly on July 5th. Ran ninth that day, got beat by 7.5, but go back, had a three race win streak before that, and obviously they thought a lot of her and tried her in the grade one over there. This grade one did not come up, I'm sure, nearly as tough as that one did with Fancy Blue winning that race. So I'm going to use those five horses. Might not be a bad exacta to use Giddy and Miss Extra, and that would be my exacta play, the 311. Tough race, but a very, very good betting race.
I think one of the Euros probably wins it. I ended up leaning to Miss Extra just because she had won a Group 2, and Rispoli, who's had such a good meet, is riding. And you were right on with the pronunciation. Neige Blanche actually went back and watched one of her races and listened to the call, albeit in French, and that was correct. She's a Group 3 winner and Pratt rides, so it's kind of a toss-up for me between the two of them. And then Laura's Light, and I'm going to throw in Giddy as well and just stop there with the four of them. But I really think one of those two Euro Invaders is the likeliest winner out of here. So I'm going to play all four of those ones I like, though, when we get to the pick four. The 10th race is the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. I don't have to spend much time on it. It's mile a quarter. I think Maximum Security is a cinch. Second time for Baffert. He's had three works since then, and so where Baffert was a little worried about the first time out, but has really been pleased with his horse's training, and I think he was probably, you know, a little maybe light or a little undertrained for that first race back, but I think Baffert has tightened the screws. I think like a 6-furlong work, a 7-furlong work, and I think he will win this convincingly. If you want to play the within the race, you might take a look at Sharp Samurai, who's really good on the turf, and sometimes for this race at Del Mar, you'll see these turf horses take a shot on the main and sometimes run decently. So, you know, if you might get a little nicer exacto if Sharp Samurai can get second rather than a couple of the others, but I'm going to single Maximum Security when we get to the pick four. How about you?
Yeah, I think Midcourt has shot to beat Maximum Security last time out. Maximum Security coming off the trip to Saudi Arabia, a barn change, a 5-month layoff, and Maximum Security had to dig down deep to beat him. So give Midcourt a lot of credit for that race. So I think he'll give him another tussle, but I can't go against Maximum Security here. I think he needed that last race. He'll be right where he wants to be here and ready for the Breeders' Cup Classic at Keeneland in November. So Maximum Security is a single here for me too as well.
So let's get to the pick four. It starts in the eighth race with an allowance optional claimer at a mile on the main track. Finishes up with an allowance optional claimer at a mile and a 16th on the turf. Take me through your pick four starting in the eighth.
Okay, I've got I've got three horses that I'm using in the eighth. I'm probably going to take Extra Hope, the sixth horse on top, back class, Pratt. Lots of reasons to like this horse coming out of the native diver last time in November. Has been awful wild, so that's a question mark. But you know, Mandela gets them ready off a layoff, and Pratt's a great rider, and I'm going to use Extra Hope as my topic in here. The other two horses I'm going to use are Potentico. I'm not sure about that one. And it's not French, but Potentico or whatever. For Vladimir Serin, 94 buyer last time out at Del Mar. So the third time off a layoff might be his peak. And got a big shot here with Rispoli up. And you mentioned Rispoli is just riding lights out now. And then the other horse that comes out of the same race is Potentico, Kershaw, the eight horse for Phil D'Amato with a 93 buyer. So those three horses look like to me that could get you through the first leg of the pick four. Unbroken Star would be my fourth pick, but I'm gonna stick with three there. So 3, 6, 8. Then in the Del Mar Oaks, I'm going to use the five horses I talked about, the 3, 4, 8, 10, 11. That's Miss Extra, Warren Showtime, Neige Blanche, Laura's Light, and Giddy. And then a single maximum security in the TBG Pacific Classic, the five horse. And I got plenty of money left, and I'm going to go five deep in the last race, allowance optional claimer. Couldn't separate this. This is a tough betting race. So I went with jockeys, and I went with last speed figures, and I left out a couple horses that I could add in if I wanted to spend a little bit more money. But I stuck with five. The 2, Tiberius Mercurius for John Sadler. The 4, Shadow Sphinx for Baltus with Pratt riding. Second off a layoff, might be really ready here. Salvatore Mundi for D'Amato and Rispoli. The 7 horse, 3 a.m. With Mike Smith up. And then the 10 horse, Desmond Doss, with an 89 buyer last time out in the Cal Dreaming Stakes. So those five horses finish up my pick four. So I go 3, 6, 8 with 3, 4, 8, 10, 11 with 5. With 2, 4, 5, 7, 10, and that's a very affordable $37.50 play.
And I'm spending just a little bit more, $48, going a little deeper in the last leg. I'm going to go 3, 5, 6, 8 at the beginning, horses that you mentioned. Potanico with two races off the layoff that have been much improved, and a 2-for-3 record at Del Mar is going to be my win pick in there, but 3, 5, 6, and 8. Then 3, 8, 10, 11 in the Del Mar Oaks, all the ones I mentioned. Pacific Classic single maximum security. We get to the last leg. I'm going to go 6 deep in here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10. My win pick's the 5, Salvatore Mundi. Horse that actually ran here at Keeneland at one point for Kenny McPeak. And it's a fairly new to the D'Amato barn. And after getting this horse, there was a break. And then the two starts back. He's nearly 2-for-2 for D'Amato. Rispoli's riding. So I think Salvatore Mundi looks good in this spot, but no standout certainly, and I'm going to go deep just to hopefully try to catch a price. Shadow Sphinx I'm going to use. 3 a.m., the 7, the 10, Desmond Doss. I like that 89 buyer off the layoff. I'm going to throw in the 6, Colossi, just because it's from the Doug O'Neill barn. And I'm going to throw in the 3, Ostini, to try to catch a big price, a horse that showed improvement last time. Now, he's got to keep improving to be able to beat these, I think. But if he improved last time, if he's got another move forward in him, that could be enough to get him in the vicinity of where he needs to be. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 in the last leg for me. So I got 3, 5, 6, 8, with 3, 8, 10, 11, with 5, with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 for a 48 dollar ticket. You've got a grade one up at Saratoga. That's a nice betting race. That was our Keeneland video pick of the week for Keeneland Select that you can check out. Chad Brown's got 4 of them in there. But there's no, I didn't think there was any standout. You got Ellis still going. So some good opportunities around the country. And as of Saturday, Jim, we're just 2 weeks away from the Kentucky Derby.
Isn't that amazing? It seems like it's been forever, but now we're 2 weeks away, and another horse got in. They named another horse today. So it looks like we're going to have a field of close to 20, believe it or not. Still, to me, it's a 2 or 3 horse race. I think those three have put themselves out there. And I'm really looking forward to getting a good price on Art Collector. And I know you are too.
Yeah, I think those three do AP Indy or AP Honor AP, Art Collector and Tis the Law, I think are several notches above the rest of the field. So I think it's one of those three, and that'll be fun to talk about here before too much longer. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. Good luck this weekend with your plays. That's the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.